Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. It's time for your calls. What are you waiting for? No time like the present. Strike while the iron is hot. Don't put off till tomorrow what you could do today.
A rolling stone gathers no moss.
And stop tracking mud on my nice clean kitchen floor. It's 888-723-4630.
So I went on down at the bottom of, if you go to ebaymainstreet.com, and way down at the bottom, there's a link all the way to the right on the bottom. The one all the way to the right is called Action Center.
Action Center.
And if you click on the Action Center, there are all kinds of things that we can do, all right? And one of the important things, find your elected officials. So you can find and learn about your elected officials at every level of government. So if I clicked on Go, it's going to ask me for my address, and then it's going to search, and it's going to find all the people I need to know to get in touch with.
That's really cool. Once you find them, you can tweet them. And
no kidding. And it can work for other things, too, political purposes.
You can call their cell phones and nag them.
You can be outside of their house in the middle of the night.
So, state representative,
signs.
What are you wearing?
Tell us what you're wearing.
So this is really a neat site, and every eBay seller should come on the site from time to time and sign up for, you know, action items, sign up for alerts when something happens. This is very, very important.
Yes. So, Nate, it looks like we have a call.
Kathleen Brousseau, eBay Government Relations. Oh, one of your ilk, Nate.
That's right. Caitlin and I work together.
First time caller, long time listener.
It's a double pop-in.
Hey, Caitlin. How you doing?
Hey, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to call in and thank you guys for featuring our petition on the show today. And, you know, thank Nate for sitting in and giving the description. I also wanted to reiterate that, you know, I do agree with what Nate said about the impact that things like this can have. Admittedly, we've never directed a petition at the Postal Regulatory Commission through our government relations portal. So this is a first time, but I think it's going to be pretty effective. We're going to expect in the tens of thousands of signatures. So hopefully, you know, all of your listeners can rush and sign up using this quick and easy system that I think Lee described there. So, just wanted to thank you guys for highlighting this. And then if you have any questions, generally, I'm happy to take them as well.
Well, Caitlin, we are the gift that keeps on giving because we we run the show live once. Like, today is live, obviously.
We do.
So people can call in and stuff. And then we put it within 3 hours of the show playing live. We put the podcasts up by segments. So this is going to be seen and read by people, you know, for the next several weeks, as a matter of fact.
Yikes.
So what's our deadline?
Deadline for this one is March 1st, which is a little shorter than what we're used to doing. We often have what we call evergreen opportunities sitting on our Action Center. But this one is a quick one because there is a deadline for filing comments with the Postal Regulatory Commission. So we're really asking everyone to get to their computers and sign up by March 1st.
Okay. We'll do it. We'll handle it. Okay?
Excellent.
So, Caitlin, another thing that we can do for you guys, and Nate, you too, is, you know, this is radio, and we could do little 30-second pre-recorded promos.
Sure.
And put them in the breaks of the show from time to time for things that you guys want to do. I think we have one for Main Street already, a generic one. If not, we need to do that right away. So
we do, and we will.
If you could get,
because we are a can-do.
If you can get in touch with me, Nate or Caitlin, Lee at voicemarketing.com, we can write that really quick, get your approval, and put it on the air.
That sounds great.
Definitely. We'll do that.
So, Caitlin.
We'd love to get folks to the Main Street site. It really is for our e-commerce sellers, buyers that are listening today. I really do urge folks to go to the website, ebaymainstreet.com, and just take a look at it. Obviously, it'll give you, you know, access to this particular petition, but it also goes into a lot of the other policy issues that affect the day-to-day, you know, selling ability and friction facing our sellers. So it's a good place to get yourself up to speed on those policy issues that affect really our selling community. I know a lot of our sellers listening today are probably hearing a lot of stuff going on in Washington, but there really are some things moving out there that, you know, folks should be aware of, and you know, it's a hot time to get engaged in policymaking these days, so why not get engaged in those issues that matter most to your bottom line?
There's also a, on that same page, there's also tell Congress not to enact a new internet sales tax, take action, and there's a send a tweet or write a letter to Congress, and you click on the link, and there it is. It's just so easy.
It is.
Yes, and I congratulate you guys on what you've been doing. This is such an important issue.
Excellent. Well, thanks so much. Yeah, really appreciate the opportunity to highlight this one.
We're very glad that you took the time
to join us, Caitlin. And Nate, you too.
Thanks so much. I love popping in.
Please, we
love
it.
He's a regular pop-in locker.
Caitlin, you didn't get to hear our pop-in thing.
I'll tune in and hear it later.
Yeah, we have like a pop-in thing that we play.
eBay Radio pop-in.
There it is. You got it. We just wanted to do it for you too, Caitlin.
The thing that you didn't know is that's Griff and I harmonizing.
Oh, it is not. What, are we hauling oats now?
You were not part of Griff's group.
No. I'm part of shipping team.
Nate's old enough to be my grandson.
That's not what I mean. Griff, tell him about your singing group.
This was an old thing.
Oh, wow, Griff, you're
Sarah Brubacher, myself, and a guy named Colin Rule. And before I was involved, there were some other people like Larry Freeberg and some other folks. They had a vocal group, and we would perform at eBay events like eBay Live on location.
Tell them what you were called.
The E-notes.
Oh, that's great.
And I did a lot. Like mini me.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, Nate, please come back anytime. Caitlin, you too.
Thanks, guys.
You know,
thanks again.
I'm sorry that it got a little mixed up at the beginning and Griff didn't know about it, but that happens sometimes.
Well, it's I don't know about anything anymore.
I know.
So life is a constant series of surprises and unexpected events.
And you know the pop
live show.
You know,
live show.
It's a live show.
And you know, Caitlin, the pop-ins, when we came up with the idea, was supposed to be people just popping in. Well, of course, then we realized we've got to let Griff know. He's got to go to the door, let people in, things are happening, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, you just gave that away.
Yeah, well, I can say, you know, we try to make it as extemporaneous as we can.
That's the way to do it.
Okay.
That's the way
people
to do
keep it.
It
fresh.
So, Caitlin, how long have you been with eBay Main Street?
So I've been, well, the eBay government relations team, I've been here about 5 years, based in our Washington, D.C. office.
And where were you?
It's a pretty exciting place. Always has been, but especially now.
What's your background?
Before coming to eBay, I worked on Capitol Hill for about 6 years for a senator from the great state of North Dakota.
Oh, my. You could tell us some stories. Oh, my.
I could probably tell you some stories, but not on live radio.
Exactly.
No, you can tell them on live radio.
Go ahead.
There's no consequences.
Really? Nobody cares.
Yeah, there's no consequences.
No.
Because no one's listening.
So are they really as jerky as they seem?
Stop that.
No, they aren't. It's so, you know, there's a lot of show out there. But it is a pretty interesting time. And so I think for the listening community, I often think about what it must be like to be an eBay seller and just, you know, listening to today's media. It can be a little discouraging, but, you know, there really are issues out there that matter. And I really hope that, you know, our listeners today don't feel so discouraged and do feel called to action here, definitely on this postal petition. But going forward, you know, we're in a time of great change. And so hopefully, you know, we can leverage this time to make positive change.
So, Caitlin, I do on-hold messages in addition to being on the radio, you know.
Shameless plug.
Write them. No, hold on. Like, this is a good story. 9/11 happened. And overnight, our business just went down the tubes. John and I had a studio in Burbank.
Mm.
Okay. And no, you can't call any. After 9/11, you remember what it was like the next day, right, mm-hmm. Caitlin? Mm-hmm. The business was not happening.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so during that time, I thought, well, what if I, because, you know, we charged quite a bit of money. What if I did a cheapy, down and dirty, $100 helping everybody? And I sold to many, many people a message on their own hole saying, we know that this is a hard time in our country's history. Thank you so much for keeping commerce flowing by calling Joe's Plumbing.
I like it.
And so, you know, eBay sellers need to think about this. Yes, they have, it's hard time for our country. Let's face it. A lot of changes happening, as Caitlin said. But you know what? You've got to keep your family and food, and you've got to keep your business going, and you've got to concentrate on that while all this is going on.
I think that's right.
Yep.
I think that's right.
Caitlin, thank you so much for calling us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it. Caitlin with the eBay Government Relations Group. Nate, anything else you'd like to say?
No, that's it. Before March 1st, go sign our eBay petition.
Before March 1st.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
That's right.
I know.
Less than a week, I think.
So ebaymainstreet.com.
So I'm going to
check it out.
Yeah, we'll send out a message too. So let's see how many.
We'll send out an SOS.
We will. Thank you so much, Nate.
It'll be in a bottle.
We'll put Time and Nate in a bottle. Yeah.
Thanks, Caitlin.
She's gone.
Oh, she's gone. Okay. Thanks, Nate. He's still here. He's leaving now. He's popping out. He popped in, and now he's going to pop out, because we're going to call this radio show Poppin' Fresh now.
There he goes. I'm so glad he stopped in, though. Really.
Bye, Nate. See you later.
Bye.
That was good news, I think. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Dial us now at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
To managing your e-commerce business, there's only one listing tool more powerful than 6-Bit 2.0. That's 6-Bit 3.0. eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell online for 20 years, and he just keeps on getting better at it. 6-Bit 3.0 lets you create your own custom one-page listing form. You can change a whole batch of pictures at the same time and automatically rotate them while they import. There's also a brand new research tool so you can search multiple locations from a single keyword. 6-Bit 3.0 even adds support for additional selling channels in the US, Canada, and the UK so you can grow your e-commerce business on eBay and beyond. Try 6-Bit 3.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
There's one in every category. That annoying competitor whose items always seem to sell better than yours. What makes her such a know-it-all? Well, maybe she doesn't know it all. Maybe she just knows WorthPoint. WorthPoint is the biggest online resource for identifying, researching, and valuing antiques, art, jewelry, and collectibles. With just a few keywords, you can find out what your item is and what it's worth. WorthPoint's Worthopedia includes nearly 300 million realized prices from 350 data sources, including eBay and other online marketplaces, as well as auction houses nationwide. That's like filtering search results to show only sold items on steroids. WorthPoint's data goes back almost 10 years, so why would you settle for less? And thanks to WorthPoint's mobile app for iPhone or Droid, you can use WorthPoint anywhere, anytime. For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 401.
Promoted listings don't cost you a penny unless you actually make a sale. Teresa Cox is known on eBay as top-rated seller Club Red 97. She says it's easy and can boost your sales.
Fast and easy to set up. You get more visibility on your listings, and we all know that more eyes on a listing equals greater sales. And the biggest thing is there's no risk. You only pay if it sells. I've sold 113 items because of promoted listings and made about $2,800 in sales and paid $180 in fees, so it cost me about overall average of 6%. I'll take an extra 113 sales for 6%.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Oh, we are so ready to dish your listing. And all you have to do inflict our dish on you is call us at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
Okay, here's our trivia question.
Yeah,
right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What is the URL?
Right.
For eBay Main Street.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. Is it main.ebay.street.com?
Give us a call at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. First caller knows the URL. We were just talking about it for eBay Main Street.
This contest is unfair for the scatterbrain.
First person to call in with the right answer wins the $25 gift certificate for Bubble Fast shipping supplies. But first, Griff.
Yeah, what?
It's time for our St. Patrick's Day retail moment, sponsored by Bulk.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
St. Patrick's Day is coming up on March 17th. That means it's time for the selling of the green. So list all things green, as well as items with shamrocks or leprechauns, Irish crystal, and anything beer related. Create a St. Patrick's Day collection to drive traffic to those listings. Use Promotions Manager to set up an order discount for purchases of a certain dollar amount or quantity. Or create a codeless coupon to send to buyers between now and St. Patrick's Day. Tell them they got the luck of the Irish and an automatic discount on their next purchase. Finally, send a store newsletter promoting all of the above. Erin Gobrah.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
And we thank you very much. That's one of my favorite holidays, is St. Patty's Day. You probably do nothing, right?
Well, no, I don't do anything for St. Patrick's Day. I do have very vivid memories of it as a child. Remember, I grew up in Massachusetts, where St. Patrick's Day is one of the top three holidays of the year.
Huge.
At least as far as drinking and fighting goes. And then when I lived in Boston, we knew you just stay away from everything. it's going to be a mess.
Well, we have in the senior mobile home park, we have corned beef hash.
I love corned beef
hash. And cabbage.
Oh, I love cabbage.
And we have a dinner in the clubhouse.
That wasn't dinner? Sounded like
dinner. That's what's for dinner, corned beef and cabbage.
Ooh.
And I serve for that one. I have an apron on and I actually stand behind the thing and people come in a line and I serve it.
Ooh.
That's my community involvement.
Yeah.
In the old folks park. But I do love St. Patrick's Day, and it's a perfect opportunity and a fun opportunity for you to, you know, put it on your store, put shamrocks and things on your store.
Put a sham wow on your store.
That too. Clean it up a little bit.
Clean that store up. I mean, honestly.
So we'll be bringing you more retail moments as we go through the year.
Yes.
And after you hear it live once here, we put it in the breaks, too, for people to maybe get some ideas, get some inspiration.
Yeah, you know, every merchant does this. They have a retail calendar based around reoccurring events, and you try to, if not change your inventory, at least change your marketing strategy so that you can, you know, pick up, you can ride the crest of a holiday comes up, and what do most consumers think of? I got to figure out a way to get rid of some of the money in this wallet. How am I going to get rid of the money in this wallet? Damn, look, I opened up my wallet. There's lots of money in it. I got to get rid of it.
Who knew?
You, as a seller, want to be on the receiving end. So keeping on top of things like what holiday's coming up and what are the marketing plans for our marketplace, these are very important because you can be sure we'll be pushing the green, the wearing of the green and all that
and
other
stuff. And it's another way to just keep on keeping on. You have to make changes. You can't just let... You've been to a store before, usually in an older neighborhood, where everything's dusty.
Hmm.
You know, they haven't cleaned in months, years maybe.
Yeah.
That's what your store can look like if it just stays the same.
Yeah.
It's dusty.
Dusty.
You need to go in there and clean it up. Big time. So... Griff, I do want to mention, because it's almost the end of February, again, that February is Black History Month. And on eBay, Black History is featured all year round. It's the premier marketplace, in fact, for Black History collectibles. There is an item, a belt buckle custom made for Otis Big O Callie, one of the youngest Tuskegee Airmen during World War II, and for a long time the youngest African American ever to hold a pilot's license, and that's listed on eBay right now. Service in the U.S. Army Air Corps had been limited to white personnel from its inception as part of the U.S. Army Signal Corps in 1907. But then in 1939, the NAACP targeted the military's segregationist policy. And in 1941, they challenged it in court. And Yancey Williams, who was a student at Howard University, filed a suit backed by the NAACP to force the Air Force to accept him into training. It was called Air Corps then. Mm-hmm. The Corps' answer was to create a segregated unit to train black pilots and ground crews at Tuskegee Institute in Alabama. And that plan was called the Tuskegee Experiment. And a number of those airmen believed it was called an experiment because they were supposed to fail. And the training at Tuskegee was the equal of that at white facilities, but the NAACP continued to seek full integration until they finally got it. So here's an item number, Griff.
Oh, yes, let me get that up.
Okay.
Hold on a second now. I just want to get to eBay, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what we're
talking
about.
I'm going to say this fast. Well, you know what? I'll give you the item number when we come back because it's kind of fascinating.
That makes sense. This segment was brought to you by Indicia, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Our lines are still open. 888-723-4630. It's the Ask Griffin Lee Show.
When it comes to your business on eBay, wearing your heart on your sleeve isn't enough. You need to show your eBay spirit, and that means a visit to the eBay Shop, the official store for eBay-branded apparel and other eBay merchandise. It's where Griff shops for those coveted secret word prizes, and you can shop there as well at theebayshop.com. If you're lucky enough to be at eBay headquarters in San Jose, you can also visit the eBay Shop in person. Right now, you'll find eBay-branded beach towels, totes, and other items for summer fun all year round. That's in addition to eBay-branded polo and t-shirts custom dyed in eBay colors, plus eBay caps, jackets, hoodies, bags, office accessories, and other cool eBay stuff, all at terrific prices. It makes great gifts for family and friends, too, even the kids. The eBay Shop partners with Brandvia to help you show your eBay spirit and start a conversation about your business wherever you go. Visit theebayshop.com.
There are plenty of places you can shop for shipping supplies, but there's only one place that will treat you like family. That's Bubble Fast. They're big enough to price their products competitively, but small enough that owners Mark and Robin Levine actually answer the phone themselves. Just call their shipping hotline at 877-599-SHIP. You won't get that kind of close-up and personal service from a catalog, and you won't get professional advice on packing either. Mark and Robin have been helping e-commerce sellers pack and ship since 1999. They sell on eBay just like you, and they use all of their own shipping materials. If they don't like it, they won't sell it. Join the Bubble Fast family on Facebook, subscribe to the Bubble Briefs newsletter, and call the Bubble phone at 877-599-SHIP. Find it all at BubbleFast.com. Providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. That's BubbleFast.com.
You know that networking can help you get ahead in business. Now, it can even help you stock your eBay store. BeStock Sourcing is the world's largest network of liquidation marketplaces. They feature returned and overstock inventory directly from top retailers and manufacturers, including Walmart, Home Depot, Wayfair, and QVC. You'll find dozens of popular product categories, from accessories to wine coolers. Best of all, there are no middlemen or price markups. You buy right from the retailer or manufacturer via online auction. Just go to BeStockSourcing.com to see what's available, apply to the marketplace offering the merchandise you want, attach a reseller certificate, and then bid to win. The BeStock Sourcing Network offers you profitable choices by the pallet or the truckload. That's BeStockSourcing.com, a better way to buy liquidation inventory.